Start over. Good evening.
Now we're good.
It is 6:30. We'll go ahead and call the traffic commission meeting of order on Wednesday, January 9th, I believe. We're going back to school, so it's kind of hard to remember nowadays. Go ahead and roll call. Jeff Zorn.
Present.
Designated. Thank you. Dennis Fuller.
Present.
Jane Schaefer.
Present.
Greg Hughes.
Present.
Jeffrey Michigan.
Present.
Staff liaison Errol Tate.
Do I have to call roll for everybody over there, too, or just us?
Just make a note of everybody who's here
Thank
for the record.
You.
Taken care of.
Next on the agenda this evening is the approval of the agenda. Have any comments on that, or do we have a motion to approve tonight? I'll
make a motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next on the agenda is number four, the approval of the minutes from the December 12, 2018 meeting. Just got those this evening, so if you have a chance, look over that and see if you see anything that needs or that stands out. There was just a small typo on Jeffrey Zorn's name on number three, so if you want to have the E on that, probably not the biggest deal, but.
Dragon dictate. Sorry.
You are forgiven.
Spell check.
That's good to me. Adjustments, or do we have a motion to approve the minutes as
so moved. Written?
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Tonight's agenda items are as follows: the Trinity parking restriction and the Del Mar traffic calming. Our first item on the agenda is the letter A, so that it would be the Trinity parking restriction. Mr. Tate, if you would like to introduce that for us.
Currently, 500 block of Trinity, there is a parking restriction that's on the west side of Trinity right now that restricts parking at all times for vehicles on the west side of Trinity. Copa started construction on their project late 2018, and since then we've seen some problems with the parking and the traffic flow in that area, and has since then been directed to look at possibly removing the parking on both sides of Trinity since then. As you see in the picture that I have on the agenda item, there is parking on that east side of Trinity, but there's a car that's coming, traveling south on Trinity. If there was another car going north on Trinity, there probably would be some tight maneuvering through that corridor of Trinity right there. So we went back to our traffic practices guide and seeing that if a street is 28 feet or less, then parking should not be permitted on that street. But we do believe Trinity probably was grandfathered in at some time to allow parking on that east side. But according to our traffic practices, there shouldn't be parking on either side of the street, with the street being that short in width. We're asking the Traffic Commission for their consideration on restricting parking on both sides. We're on the east side of Trinity since the west side is currently restricted. If you guys have any input or suggestions, that would be great.
So just for clarification, since there's not on the, there's no parking right now on the west side, correct?
Is correct. That
and then so now we're just trying to say basically no parking on the entire street.
Exactly. From Washington to up
the
to
alley.
The alley right there is what we're asking for right now.
From Washington to the alley that's
yeah.
between Washington and Missouri?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how long the stretch of that? Less than a block or a block?
Half a block.
Half a block.
So is
It is the same with throughout. Well, as I was looking at the concern is with there is an apartment building right there, and we would be eliminating parking for that building if we were to restrict parking all the way to Kingsbury.
Does that building have parking? That building does not have parking behind it all. That's correct. Right.
If I can add to the description, half a block here is a bit of a, you may think, the bottleneck is still there, right? The south of the alley down to Kingsbury from there. What happened with the construction project is what pretty much triggered this, another look at everything over there was the Washington Avenue side of access to the building is completely eliminated now to Coker. And so the Trinity Avenue became their only entrance and access, and then there were some really serious issues that were happening: large vehicles parking, staging vehicles, double parking, and when you consider also this access, the northern half of the block is more critical because that's the approach to the stop sign at the on Washington at the intersection. We consider the southern side of the, further south of the alley intersection on that street less critical for this type of traffic movement, two-way traffic movement next to parked vehicles. But the northern side, in this case, was more of, under our in our focus. That's why the proposal is to restrict that half and not the entire block of the street. Of course, there is consideration into available parking in the area, parking being, an important supply and demand issue. So,
how many spots is this eliminating?
Probably about six or eight.
This view on the picture here, this is looking north, correct?
No. Yes.
Yes. So where's the exact restriction from where that arrow is going forward?
Correct.
Florida.
So it's between what two streets again?
It's between Washington and King.
Washington and Kingsbury. So not all the way up to that market. That one will be where the
We're saying that this will now go from Washington all the way to Kingsbury?
To the alley.
Just to the alley. Yeah. Okay.
So anything, so where that car is parked, where the arrow is pointing down, anything behind that would still be parking because there's that building just to the right. So those folks would still have, so it's really just a stretch right by Coma.
Right, correct.
Gotcha.
So this will probably just take place while construction is going on?
This would be permanent, right?
Permanent. Okay.
So in this picture where the car is... That's coming towards us, that's south?
That's headed south.
And so the alley is
right behind Coca.
Yeah. And so it's from the alley all the way to Kingsbury?
No.
From the alley to Washington.
That looks like more than six spaces.
More like eight.
Who's made the request?
Well, I actually made the request.
If you want to speak, have you submitted a speaker form?
Thank you.
I wanted to provide a little more background. In the November 8th, 2017 meeting, this construction project was presented to this commission. It was also presented to the plan commission. COCA, I believe it was their architect, a guy named Mr. Ryan, he is the one who indicated that during the construction, the parking would be removed from the east side between the alley and Kingsbury or I'm sorry, between the alley and Washington, because of the concerns over ingress and egress, because a lot of that construction traffic is exiting through the alley. When the construction began, COCA put out no parking signs, but they also then proceeded to park their bus right next to the alley. And in one of the times that I went over there, I almost got hit by a pickup truck leaving the construction site because it couldn't see around the bus because it's one of those, you know, F450 or E450, not that kind of a bus, more of like a very, very large...
a construction bus?
No, the COCA, like, bus. They were also parking their van there. There were also cars parked just all day in front of the no parking sign. So this was the agreement, essentially, or the proposal that they made. And from the minutes, it says, Chairman Hale stated he had one more question about the amount of traffic that would be utilizing the alley behind COCA during the construction process, and asked if a dump truck would be using the alley to exit to Trinity. Mr. Ryan, the representative for COCA, stated that they were asking for the parking to be temporarily restricted on the east side of Trinity during construction and that large trucks would not utilize the alley. So that's kind of the background on this. In practice, that's not what happened. And so after a number of complaints, I approached the city manager about basically codifying this to match what we discussed back in November.
So after the construction is done, this would remain or it would possibly come back off the way it was?
The permanence of it is new to me. That was not something that I was aware of until tonight, but my intention was that it would go away after. But I think at this point, it's just restricting it for now going forward, and I think can be revisited at the end of construction, should the commission want to.
So would that be something we would need to make sure we make a note of? Because it sounds like maybe who would COCA possibly come back and say that they wanted it the way it was?
Perhaps.
Or would that just be neighbors that might say, hey, we've lost out on some parking?
I think it would be more likely COCA that would come back and say we'd like the parking back.
Yeah.
Wait.
Whoa. I got this. Thanks.
You have one request to speak. If you didn't want to speak, if you'll fill out a speaker request one, that would be great. And then we will call you. The first speaker tonight is Siri Moran. If you will state your name for the record and your address.
Siri Moran, 6652 Kingsbury.
Thank you.
As Jeff said, I'm going to add a little bit of the history. When COCA first came up with their plan, I attended the first meeting that was for the neighbors, and it was my input that began the whole process of the no parking along the COCA side. It was received well by the architect, and he said yes, they would go forward with that proposal as they went forward with the plans with the city.
Siri, when was this? When was this?
Oh my God, this was, when was that? 3 years ago?
Okay. That's all right. That's ballpark. That's fine.
2 years, 3 years, whatever. It was way too quickly. Then it started to go through the conditional use permit. I'm on the plan commission. At every single meeting that this came up, I brought up the no parking along the side, knowing that there was going to be a problem with the sight lines as trucks, etc., came out of the alley with the parking on Trinity and with two-way traffic on a very narrow street. Everyone nodded their head and said, yes, yes. When we approved the conditional use permit for the plan commission, I believe it was April 17th, because I looked at the minutes this morning, 2018, it was also brought up. Yes, it was going to go through the city, et cetera, et cetera. Well, didn't happen. parking kept being there, construction started. Then what happened was something that should not have happened at all, was that because this was the only entrance to Cocoa, on Trinity, parents were picking up their kids and dropping their kids off, double parking for lengthy periods of time, waiting for their kids alongside the parked cars. So you have a very narrow street that can barely hold two lanes of traffic. Then you have double parked parents who refuse to move. This is the main entrance for, now that the trolley is running and everything else, this is now the main entrance and exit for Ames Place, Parkview, and all of the apartments on Kingsbury. So we have a traffic buildup, and we've had major problems with the traffic, especially at drop-off and pick-up times of Cocoa. Now, Cocoa was supposed to have had a very intricate plan of getting their children to come out the entrance and go to the Washington side for pickup and delivery and whatever for parents. That just never happened. It started, they had people out there at the very beginning of construction when there was when they demolished the building, and then that whole setup disappeared and we started having major traffic problems. So that's the problem. There are pictures. Jeff has pictures of the double parked cars, etc. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer what happens in that neighborhood.
All right, I have a question. Do you think if we did no parking from like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., would that help the situation, or still keep parking for the residents for the apartments?
No, because Cocoa has classes. That I understand, they go into the evening.
So any type of time restriction, it would not work?
It's a very narrow street. And I would say that's sort of, you're going to have students parking there. And students don't move their cars, even if there's a sign. Then you have to enforce. And then it's up to the police to enforce it. And who's going to call the police? I don't know. I would say no parking at any time is easier, but if that's what you want.
Now, I'm asking, you're the resident, and I know we have residents this is an apartment complex, so.
There is parking for that apartment on Trinity.
There are
garages there for that apartment. You can actually see those garages in the one picture that's for the apartment that faces. And it's only a three flat apartment. It's not a six flat apartment.
The reason that I asked who brought this up, because I didn't want to take parking spaces away if the neighbors still wanted to park there, and that's clearly they support not having parking. That was my concern with it.
Well, and I wouldn't take it south of the alley because of that. We have a parking, because of the Wash U problem in the neighborhood with day students. We provide free parking for Wash U.
I understand.
So because of that, no, I wouldn't take it south of the alley. But north of the alley, that's where the pickup and delivery for COVID is, and that's what's causing the problems.
All right, thank you. We do have one more request to speak. Is it Beth McClure? Are you with COCA?
Yes.
Perfect. If you'll state your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Beth McClure. My work address is 524 Trinity Avenue or COCA here in the city. I wasn't planning to speak tonight because we are aware of the challenges that Siri mentioned and did in fact agree to the parking restriction along that side of Trinity Avenue. We admittedly ran into some challenges this past semester that we are working to address. Everything she listed, we're working directly with the city to update our traffic plan. That was initially drafted for the way our building is used in the summertime. It's used differently in the fall, and so we're working with our architects right now to update that traffic plan. As far as the permanence of the parking restriction along Trinity, whether that's, you know, for the duration of the construction or permanently, I think we defer to the neighbors on preference for that. Our parking is being served in the new Washington parking garage along Washington Avenue. And when our construction project culminates, the main entrance to our building will be on Washington Avenue, and we won't have consistent traffic coming in and out of that Trinity site. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The Coca van will no longer be parking along Trinity Avenue at all for short of possible short drop-offs and pickups just for the van. We've communicated very extensively with our parents that even though we already had communicated with them, we're communicating with them even more strongly and are planning to have staff at our front entrance to monitor this double parking and idling and standing situation on Trinity so that it doesn't happen. And we've told them that we've been in contact with the police department and that they will be patrolling and monitoring more frequently and ticketing. So that's all. If I can answer any questions while I'm up here, I'd be happy to do so.
How do you feel about this no parking if we were to put this in place?
We knew it would be in place for the duration of the construction and agree that it's the best path forward on a permanent basis. We're fine with that, okay, if that's what the neighborhood prefers.
What's going to happen to your main entrance on Trinity, or your entrance on Trinity? Is it going to close, or will you still be accepting guests through that entrance for performances? Or
no, it would be only on special occasions. We would be directing all entrance and entry and exit from our building to the new entrance. It'll still be doors,
right,
but on only very rare instances would I see us using it.
Okay, exactly. Well, another thing is I'm concerned about your accessible access, because that is one of your accessible routes for that building is on Trinity, right?
Yes. The new entrance will be fully accessible. And, yeah, that plane coming across from the parking garage.
Any other questions or comments?
My understanding is there are temporary police no parking signs in that area, correct?
Yes, we produce some unofficial ones that run the whole length of the block, and then there are some posted by the city. We're talking to the city about, I think right now they say no parking, but we're talking about extending that to no parking, no stopping, no standing.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that the commission's aware of this. They've been in place since mid-November, and the authority will expire in 90 days, which puts you at mid-February. So this legislation that's before you for consideration would basically extend it. It would make them permanent. So I'm wondering, what observations do you have, if any, regarding how this has impacted your operations since mid-November or so when they went out?
I think, observationally, despite our best communications, people have been disregarding the signs, and so we're going to take it upon ourselves. You know, I mean, we can control our patrons, and so we're going to take it upon ourselves when our classes resume on January 22nd to monitor the area a little more closely. As I said, we've accommodated for some staffing at our front, extra staffing at our front desk to be able to go out and remind people who may be idling there to move their cars, and they'll be tracking parking. And again, try to be in communication with UCDPD if needed to ticket cars.
I got a question. during the course of a day, what would you say would be your peak hours operation? Meaning, you would probably have the most people inside your facility at any point in time. If you don't know, I understand, but if you have some idea when those hours are, when are they?
Between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So during the regular daytime hours, the hours of, let's say, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., is you have a low population inside the facility? A lower population?
Lower throughout the day, yes. We run most of our classes in the after-school hours, so that 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. We do have, events from time to time. Now that, in the summer, that's the opposite.
So in the summertime, peak hours are doing daytime hours. From what time will be?
From approximately 8:30 a.m. through 3 to 4 p.m.
So
we have evening classes in the summer.
Right. So the time extends.
Yeah.
The building actually becomes pretty full during the course of a day during the summertime hours. Is that correct?
Yes. The way that programming is structured at summer camps,
sure.
So there's a drop-off period right at kind of 8:30 to 9 a.m. period in the midday and around 3 p.m., 3 to 3:30 p.m. And again, our direction there has been to direct parents to park in the parking garage and walk in to pick up their children.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you. So it sounds like to me if the neighbors really don't have a problem or are looking for the parking restriction, they'll just become a little more codified, then it sounds like nobody has any objections to making it permanent, then we just entertain a motion for pushing this forward.
I move that we put no parking in that half.
Can you pull that microphone down a little bit?
I move that we have no parking in that half block between Washington and the alley. I'm
King Trinity.
Oh, I'm
sorry. So there's a motion on the floor to make the no parking restrictions permanent there from the alley. Moving north from between Kingsbury and Washington on Trinity. Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Moving on to the next item on the agenda. See if we can go a little faster than 28 minutes.
Restate the question. No parking restriction from the alley.
From the alley.
To Washington.
To Washington.
North of Washington.
On the east.
Both sides.
Well, it's already on the side. It's already on the side. So they're not changing.
Lord, I'm going to need to go into the other meeting. Can I just do a council liaison?
We're going to go ahead and move on to the council liaison report since Mr. Hales has to go on to the second meeting on the other side, and then we'll come back to item B on the agenda.
I really don't have a report. We haven't. There's a meeting Monday, but we only have one meeting in December, so there's really not much to report.
Perfect. That's a great report. We appreciate your report.
Thank you. I apologize for having to scoot.
Your apologies accepted. You are forgiven. Just do seven Hail Marys. Moving on to item B. Del Mar Traffic Calming. Mr. Tate, would you like to introduce that to us this evening?
So this item is Del Mar Boulevard. It's a county road, but we did have our traffic engineer take a look at some options for traffic calming at the pedestrian crossings that are on Del Mar. These crossings are unsignalized and they are dangerous for pedestrians crossing. Especially for the ones that do not cross at the signal lights. So we asked our engineer to look at some options that we could present to county first that they would possibly approve. everything that we presented to county so far has been turned down. They are not this package, but other options that we've asked county about, they've said that they had everything out there that they should have out there for the pedestrian safety, and they were not doing anything else, pretty much, what we were told. So, use our own money to have our engineer do some designs here that's in your packet. We will present all three of these to county to see which ones they would possibly take up on, and of course, I'm sure county's gonna say the city's gonna have to pay for it if they agree with us. One of the things that the engineer suggested that we do mock-ups of these things, of these illustrations here. We do mock-ups, actually physical mock-ups on the road to see how the traffic reacts to them. In your package, you have all three options. We will be moving forward with placing all three of these to county. And we just wanted to give you guys an update on where we are at with Del Mar Traffic Commons. In those areas, which is Vassar and one at Center Drive. If you guys have any comments, I'm willing to take those.
I live near that Center Drive crossing, and I would love to cross Del Mar, but I never do there because cars coming east cannot see that crosswalk. They're over the edge of the hill, and they're going fast. So somewhere in here, you mentioned the possibility of moving that crossing down to Teasdale.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because when you come out of center there in your automobile to make that left to go eastbound, I never even do it. Mm-hmm. I have people, friends that live there. I go out to the light because I mean, you're taking your life into your hands if you try to make that left turn.
It's on the south side of Del Mar, you're trying to go east, right? You've got to cross traffic.
To what intersection? You want to move to what intersection?
Teasdale.
That's one of the options.
How long would it, sorry to interrupt, how long would it take you to this quickly? Because, I mean, we can see the visuals and I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, but like just a quick Cliff Notes version of what each thing represents on the different pictures.
So, for the first option that we have,
I'm assuming that I can work on option 1, 2, and 3.
Each option is the same for each street. So, on option A, you just pretty much have a bulb out of the accessible ramps, which would, of course, pretty much put the ramp out into the road a bit more. So it makes the crossing distance shorter.
You said option A because they're actually out of order. So option A is the third picture.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you go to option B, which is a median in the middle of the road, which also makes the distance shorter, but also the traffic that's flowing will have to veer over a little bit, so it actually slows the traffic down a little bit in that area.
Yeah.
It makes the pedestrian more visible and also gives a resting spot in the middle of the road to the pedestrian.
Yeah.
And then you have option C, which has the accessible ramps also bulbed out, plus a median, which would probably be more so the better option because it's less than that crossing distance for the pedestrian and giving them a rest stop in the middle of the road.
So just looking at them quickly, it looks like option C is just kind of a combination of the two.
Yes.
Pretty much. So you have the options as one bump out, one median, and then one. Is there a cost estimate on all three?
You have no cost estimates as of yet.
Have they given even a ballpark of which one is likely the most expensive? I mean, it's option C because it combines both. It's going to just be
option
absolutely
C would probably be the more expensive. Right. It's most concrete, of course.
Yes.
I would agree with Jane, that doing it at Teasdale is better because that hill is there and your sight line's much better down at Teasdale than it is here. This is a very dangerous spot on Del Mar.
I think Mr. Tate has noted that, so
Yeah, we live right there. That is a terrible intersection.
Oh, we know.
So everyone agrees. My thought is, if the county says no dice, it doesn't matter what we say. It's their road, right? So we're just all kind of dreaming for a moment. If you come up with all different options and all different costs and all different materials and signalized and elevated and speed bumps and 18 different options, and there's only three here, and the county says no, do we have any deadline. And we, otherwise, because it, even if they say you guys pay, you city pays for it. But if they say even
that's,
if you city pays for it,
that's small,
right? Because if someone's going to be injured or killed on that, it's just a matter of time before, especially on the Sabbath, someone is walking across there and a car comes up, you know, going east on Del Mar, and you know, with a stroller or a young child or something like that.
Yeah, we, when we were out there, we actually approached a couple of walkers and we asked them, hey, do you cross here or how dangerous is it crossing? And they were like, we can't cross there. We're scared to cross.
Yeah, but those are U City residents. Everyone in U City and everyone at this table agrees that's dangerous, but if the county still says no dice, thumbs down, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, what is the recourse? That's my question.
So
can
we
do anything without the county's approval, or we can't spend a penny and do anything without their approval?
Can't we move the crosswalk?
But the whole street of Del Mar is there.
It's a county road.
County road.
So
the
they have
street.
To choose the crosswalk? Where it is.
They're on Del Mar, they'll have to say we can move this crosswalk. They look at everything and say this is the best spot for it.
But
so
if you move it
to
Teasdale, it doesn't matter. As long as it's on Del Mar, it's still their jurisdiction.
We need to convince them that we have to do this.
That's my concern. Not which option we like better, if it should be at Teasdale or it should be at Center, because we live right around there.
So then process wise, what's the process as far as when is this going to come to the county committee? Is this coming to the county council, or is there
submitted to the San Luis County traffic engineer?
So, I mean, do they have a commission like we have here, or is it more just like it's an administrative type position that you're?
I'm sure they have district meetings, but we have a district traffic engineer, which is one person for each district. So we'll go through there.
We'll go through there. But I guess what I'm saying is, who makes the approval process to make it get forward to the. To the powers that be, who's making the final decision on whether or not it gets approved?
County council.
Is that
would
county?
Be.
Is that through the county council, or
probably
is that
our district liaison for the county?
The Department of.
Can you pull that microphone?
Department of Transportation with the county. So that department director remains.
So I mean, that's what I'm saying. So ultimately, it's a bureaucrat. It's not sitting in front of some sort of commission where they're voting on something.
So
it's not an elected official. So I guess the question is, how can then we get in the ear of that person?
Invite him or her to a meeting or something. I mean, I don't mind voting on one of these, but it seems pointless until we get that individual.
Yeah, this is not for a vote. This is for their information.
We're not voting on anything, but I guess what I'm asking then is, how can we, you know, put some pressure from us? You know, if they were having a meeting like we have here, then we could go to that meeting. It's a public meeting. We can make our voices known. But that doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
That doesn't.
So, I mean, obviously we could all get on the phone and call that person. But I guess also could we, you know, draft some sort of letter of, like, support and then sign off on it as a commission of, like, we really want you to take our take what we want seriously.
And that would be probably be helpful. I'm sure.
Let me
attached to this would be helpful to go along with it. And us saying that we'll put the cost forward. I don't know, maybe some signatures.
Let me ask, since this is a county road, would our fight be better fight? Would it to improve this crosswalk or to move it to Teasdale? Should we put all of our energy to get the crosswalk moved to Teasdale?
Or would it be better to move it to Teasdale, on which we could get that?
Should we put our energy?
Yeah, but the only thing is, when we present to county, they're going to say either yes or no, or they're going to say not this particular type of situation.
That's
one second. One at a time.
But this one, I think. This
I think we're. Go ahead. I think we're in this way.
How about inviting the newest county council person, is the woman, her name escapes me, who was just elected, represents our district, let's bring her to a meeting here and say, we've got a problem, we can't get past traffic commission, can we do that? Can you help us?
I can reach out to that
resident.
I think it would be better if one of the residents or constituents would reach out to your council person.
They cross every place else, but.
We can do the same with our counterpart there. That is the area.
So then, you guys reach out to their engineer, and let's put it on a meeting on a discussion on the next.
So are you saying that one of us or council, like one of our council members, needs to get a hold of council members?
As the chairman of the commission, I can do that as well. So, I mean, obviously Jeff and I can work together since he's our liaison for the council. If he wants to, you know, we can't speak for him if he wants to do that, but I'll ask him. So if you guys will reach out to your counterpart, and then if you can, Harold, you're able to put this on the agenda for the February meeting, correct?
Yeah.
We want a discussion on this, and then if you can give me the name, since nobody seems to know who our county council person is.
Is it a new
Hazel Irby?
Hazel's
Irby's been on for a long time. I think we have a new person.
But she's kind of to the north. Delmar is not in Hazel's district.
Yeah, okay.
The new person.
I don't know.
She's out of West, right?
Okay.
We'll look it up.
She's representing us here in U City?
Yep.
Or
U City is representing. Hazel's kind of got like the third ward area up in there. And then Delmar will be this new person.
I'm sure we can find it.
Yeah.
I know a person that would know. Our council liaison, because he's pretty political.
If I could, real quick, I mean, I don't want to drag the meeting on any longer. I'm looking at the designs, and obviously any improvement to what we already have is better than what we have.
Correct.
However, the only comment I'm going to make as a representative and having worked on the street and ran traffic details about this particular design is the medium in the middle, I think, would pose somewhat of a problem. I think the build-outs are good, but the medium is
too.
I watch people drive all the time. I don't know. I'm sure everybody in this room has been up and down Delmar a multitude of times. And you have to pretty much hold a pretty good steady hand on your vehicle as you move through. I don't know what size vehicle you have, whether it be small or big or whatever. I just think that medium is going to pose a risk of drivers striking it. And I've happened to have noticed that in various areas where they've put these mediums in the middle of the road. There's nothing, there's no barriers around. The barrier is, it's 5 inches off the ground. However, at a pretty decent speed, let's say the speed limit, at 35 miles an hour, a vehicle striking that vehicle, that barrier at that speed will send that vehicle in a direction completely out of control. And I'm just saying, I'm not trying to create I'm just saying that I think the mediums in the middle would pose a problem at that crosswalk. But the build-outs, I think, are great ideas to allow some traffic to give the driver a mental idea that there is a barrier of sorts, although it's from the side, it's not in the middle. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
We will note that.
Yeah, we received these comments additionally about the, you know, the recently built Limit Avenue stop, bus, sort of trolley stop. That is a build out also. And at the Tivoli crossing, it's a similar pedestrian crossing on the mainline Delmar. There is no build up because there was no stop there that was built. The comments we received were at the Limit Avenue stop, people, drivers, the motorists obey and yield the right of way to pedestrians more than the Tivoli crossing. That actually there was a request to do the same at the Tivoli crossing. So when the pedestrians are all the way up to the edge of the road, that way that's more observed, motorists obey. Right.
That's all we have for that, and we'll come back with it, and hopefully we can get the county engineer here, or at least their input.
Don't those medians that you were talking about, don't those prevent people from crossing across the crosswalk? How do you get, I understand the cars going down Delmar, but if there's no cars coming and someone wants to cross Delmar, don't those center median, you have to walk around them, right? Or go, you can't go over them.
It's elevated.
See the cut. Gotcha. Never mind.
All right. If there is nothing else, since that was not a voting item, we will move on to the council liaison report, which we already have. So, is there any miscellaneous business for this evening?
Are we going to discuss this draft?
Did we need to discuss that draft tonight?
Practices. We were given it. We were told we were going to discuss it, but there was no time frame.
I'm getting a shaking of the head from Mr. Tate that we don't have to discuss it tonight. Now, if you really want to sit and discuss it, we can discuss it. If you had something that you, did you have something specific or?
No. I didn't read it.
I haven't looked yet.
I just didn't know if that was
on. We'll just table that for the next meeting. Any other miscellaneous business? Just one quick thing on that silly thing right in front of the library, the trolley that the cars hit all the friggin' time and right up there. Is that going to ever be repainted, or is that something that's a trolley thing, isn't it?
It is a trolley thing, and we need to advise them to repaint that and also maybe put some
bollards or whatever, those
something that sticks up.
Yeah, because I've seen many cars just stuck in that little spot. Because it's not even that raised. It's only about 4 inches above the ground. And that's just going to be more of an annoyance for people. I don't think it's damaging cars or anything, but it's going to start to drive people away. Like, why would I want to come down to this area if I'm going to get stuck on a stupid trolley? It's already annoying people. All right. With nothing else, I moved and adjourned this meeting, or I guess we take a motion for adjourning the meeting. I would forget. Perfect. At 7:16, let's take a vote. 7:17.
Aye.
All those out. We adjourn this meeting at 7:17.
Well done.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny, so much going on.